Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Right, Chopper, you're going to have to talk because I'm really out of breath.
Well, now I'm slightly confused because only, 7 minutes ago you were sat in the studio with Edith and now you've just arrived in here, coming through two double doors, sweating and panting. Oh. What did she do to your man?
Oh. Right, I'm going to play All-American
You're
Rejects.
You're going to have to... What's Edith done to you? That's left you bright, it red, sweaty and panting.
It wasn't Edith, it was Gemma upstairs.
Really? Now that doesn't surprise me.
You'll find out what all that was about at 5:30 on Oh What's Occurring. Good Monday afternoon to you, I'm really hot.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Girls can really tire you out sometimes, can't they?
Are you still panting?
Yeah, all the way through All-American Rejects.
You had a trainer.
Yeah, I know. It's just surprising how much they can...
Leave you gasping.
Yeah. It's 4:10. Hope you're right this afternoon. It's Scott on Radio 1. I've got Paloma Faith and Arctic Monkeys coming up. Oh, What's Occurring Tonight, I have to warn you, is one of the most bizarre ones we've done ever. There's some very, very strange ideas in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be on at 5:30. Speaking of strange, Becky, tell us about your weekend.
That's not
that
very
was a bit
nice.
Of a mean introduction.
Well, when you hear what she's got to say now, then you'll think, strange.
No, it wasn't strange. I had a really nice weekend. Two barbecues. Not in the same...
Two?
On one afternoon?
No.
Two barbecues,
days.
Becky. Two barbecues, Becky.
I ate my body weight in red meat.
Amazing.
Even though I'm a vegetarian.
I know.
But the bad thing was I completely freaked out my boyfriend's mum. Hmm. And I didn't even know that I'd done it until yesterday late afternoon.
How?
Well, I was watching Britain's Got Talent on Saturday night.
Was this in the gap between the two barbecues?
Yeah.
Right.
I was eating the burgers at the time.
So, should we come back to this barbecue after we've watched the Britain's Got Talent final?
I was watching Britain's Got Talent and Stavros Flatley was on. And as you know, my boyfriend is Greek.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, I'll text his mum, because I know she'll be watching it, and say, oh my God, you've got to vote for Stavros. So I text her and text her and text her again.
Nothing back.
Nothing at all.
To any of the texts?
No, but I still kept texting because I thought maybe she was just reading them but couldn't be bothered to reply. And then it was only yesterday that I'd realised that I'd actually been texting the landline and she spent the whole night really worried because she'd been getting these strange phone calls.
So your boyfriend's mum, poor dear.
She's not a dear.
She's there.
Make her sound 90. She's really not.
Poor
she's,
dear.
She's there at home.
She's there in her dressing gown having just come out of a walk-in bath.
That's right. Watching Britain's Got Talent, like everyone else. And her phone rings, and she's like, oh, I might answer that. And she gets this.
Hey, are you watching Big GT? Kiss, kiss.
That would freak you out. And she puts the phone down. What, did you say 5 minutes later, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the phone again. Hello?
You have to vote for Stavros Flatley, because they are Greek laughing out loud ex.
Stavros Flatley,
really,
because they are Greek laughing out loud ex. What was she... What was her reaction?
Well, I think she was really, really scared and said to my boyfriend's dad, she wondered what on earth was going on, but just still kept answering the phone for some reason.
There she is again. Hello?
Ha, 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 look at them wobble. You have to vote now. X.
I think that one sent her over the edge.
Oh, yeah. Look at them wobble.
It's because they've got their chests out, haven't they? And that's part of their routine.
Can we have that one again, actually?
Ha, 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 look at them wobble. You have to vote now.
This one would have put me over the edge. Hello?
Stavros. 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 Kiss, kiss.
No, that's because I'd written Stavros exclamation mark. Stavros, like, you know, go Stavros,
right.
Go Stavros. But it doesn't translate.
So
Stavros. Stavros. Stavros.
Can't really hear the
exclamation
mark.
Sounds like
she's
trying to get inside your head on that one.
Hello?
I'm so booking him for your next birthday, ha 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 Rex.
You said to your boyfriend's mum that you're booking Stavros Flatley for her next birthday.
She might quite like it.
Not after this.
No. Wow. Well, hello to Becky's boyfriend's mum. All I can do is apologise, and I don't know why I'm apologising. You did it.
Nothing to do with you.
No, it's nothing to do with me.
Did she vote for him in the end?
I don't think she got any of the messages.
Stavros.
the Scott Mills Daily.
Rachel's been texting us through the afternoon on 81199. She's 17, she's trying to revise, and she's just found a mouse in her room. She just went to get her bag, and it was tap dancing with glee. So now she's taking refuge in the bathroom. That's nothing, Rachel. Mine are back as well. Have I told you this?
No, what, tap dancing?
No, they were...
I've never seen a tap dancing mouse.
No, there were two of them blatantly playing Kiss Chase right in front of me in my lounge on Friday night.
Were you jealous?
Well, they were just blatant about it. Kissing each other and stuff, chasing each other around the kitchen.
Right.
So, yeah.
How are you going to get rid of them, then?
There's a man coming tomorrow.
Right. To play Kiss Chase with you or to sort the mice out?
To do some tap dancing with the mice. It's 4:45 on Radio 1. That was Soldier Boy and Kiss Me Through the Phone. Do you know what we haven't done for ages? Pointless Survey of the Week.
Oh, no. God,
we used to do these quite a lot, didn't we?
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, there's quite a lot around at the moment, these surveys, that you just think, do I really need to know that? Mm. One of them this week is, apparently, the average person spends 8 years of their life on the toilet. Who adds these up?
8 years? How do they work that out?
I don't know. Would you say you're above or below average for 8 years?
I would hope below.
I would hope below, but you never know.
Why are you looking... Here we go.
I'm definitely above.
Are you?
Yeah. No, I've got...
Why?
I've got
how do you know that? You've got a problem.
I like it that you're so sure.
Oh, I'm definitely.
What's
above.
No what's question
your,
about that.
What's your problem? Is your problem medical that yeah. actually yes. I don't want to know about? Okay, no. Right.
Anyway, there's another pointless survey in the last week. You may have seen this. It's kind of been doing the rounds on email and stuff. A travel company has published some of the best complaints they've had. You might have seen this. You know how people go on holiday and they come back and they complain about stuff?
Yeah.
And they just did a whole kind of list of them, compilation. Mm. Do you think Joe Wiley might be the kind of person that would go on holiday and then come back and complain? I do.
Do you? Didn't even give me a chance to answer. No, I don't, actually.
And that's why...
She's very easygoing.
That's why we got her to read out some of these holiday complaints.
Oh, right, OK. Yes, I think she would complain.
I think it should be explained in the brochure that the local store does not sell proper biscuits, like custard creams or ginger nuts.
That would annoy you, though, wouldn't it?
What, that you can't get custard creams at the local store?
All the way to Spain, I can't get my ginger nuts.
It's lazy of the local shopkeepers to close in the afternoons. I often needed to buy things during siesta time. Oh. This should be banned.
Oh, my God.
She's very good at this, isn't she?
Yeah, almost like she wrote them herself. Yeah.
On my holiday to Goa in India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food at all.
Oh, well done to you.
Who'd have thought that in Goa?
Who'd have thought spicy food in Goa? Jeez.
We booked an excursion to a water park, but no one told us we had to bring our swimming costumes and towels.
Right. Are these real? Do you
Does
think...
that mean they went down all the slides with nothing on?
Ooh, ow. Do you think this is
You'd
just...
You'd go faster, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Do you think this might just be people having a laugh? Because I think it might be.
Topless sunbathing on the beach should be banned. The holiday was ruined as my husband spent all day looking at other women. We bought Ray-Ban sunglasses for...
What?
She put feeling into the last one, didn't she?
We bought Ray-Ban sunglasses for €5, £3.50, from a street trader, only to find out they were fake.
Oh, really?
Am I the only one who still has an image of Joe Wiley naked going down a water slide at the moment?
Woohoo! Yeah, just you.
No, okay.
No one told us there'd be fish in the sea. The children were startled.
Oh, come on, that has to be made up.
That is made up.
That's just someone having a laugh. Oh, let's just ring them up and complain. Should we say there's fish in the sea? Yeah, and we were really devastated. Yeah, okay, then.
The brochure stated, no hairdressers at the accommodation. We're trainee hairdressers. Will we be okay staying here?
This can't be for real.
I was bitten by a mosquito. No one said they could bite. My fiancé and I booked a twin-bedded room, but we were placed in a double-bedded room. We now hold you responsible for the fact that I find myself pregnant. This would not have happened if you'd put us in the room that we'd booked.
The thing is, whether they're real or not, okay, yeah. Whether it's just people, you know, actually being serious or maybe having a laugh, if someone calls your company, let's say, and complains, you have to take them seriously, whether they mean it or not.
You can't just put the phone down on them, can you? You have to be polite.
Yeah, you do. Like, for instance, Becky. If someone called you, maybe in the office at Radio 1 and complained about our show, you'd have to take them seriously, wouldn't you?
Yes, no matter what. Take all the complaints seriously.
Yeah. You wouldn't, like, laugh and stuff, would you? and think that
take
they
take the mickey out of them.
No, not at all.
Or insult them.
Now, here's the thing. You probably don't realise this, but we got you good and proper.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Really?
You didn't, she, Chappers? Yeah. This is probably the best one we've ever done.
Amazing.
Hook, line,
talk
and
about
actual
gullible.
Sinker. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Do you know
God.
What? I have never fallen for anything more than I fell for this.
It's a tribute
afternoon.
To our acting ability and
known.
Vocal talent.
You are not going to believe how much she falls for this. Have a listen.
Hello, Radio 1.
Yeah, guten Tag. I need to speak to someone from the Scott Mills show.
Speaking.
Yes. Who are you?
Becky.
Okay, I need to make a complaint. My name is Hans Lieberdich. And one of my employees has done something ridiculous, and he is claiming that it is down to you and your show.
Right.
Okay,
what
so
is it?
It is very, very serious, and I have lost a valuable client because of this. And one of my workers has had a funny turn, and I need an explanation. I want to know why your show, okay, tell him he needs to do this.
To do what, sorry?
But at this very moment, my worker, my colleague, he is lying naked in the middle of this office, covered in sushi, and he says that you told him to do it.
No, he...
I say to him, do not do this anymore. He says it is your fault and I cannot make him stop.
Well, we did have somebody...
One of my most important clients came in just a few moments ago, and a piece of sashimi fell off this man, and my client, she got a clear view of his tallywaggle. He is very, very, very hairy. Are you the one in charge?
Not personally, no. You need to...
Ah, Zutalo, man, close your legs! I can see his wasabi. I cannot believe this. This is the last time, lady.
I can't believe this either.
The last time I employ someone from the English West Country. I've never seen a man so hairy.
Now you're being rude about me. No, I'm not hairy.
He's hairy and covered in so much raw fish. Can you speak to him?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
OMG, this is amazing. I am absolutely covered, head to toe, in fish.
Do you love it?
Everyone loves it. I don't think the boss is too happy.
Your boss don't like it, though, does he?
No. I've got fish, think about it, right now, all over my hairy and Bristolian body.
Scott, that's gross.
Sorry.
Have you two got nothing better to do?
Bye.
Herr Gruber from accounts.
Okay,
he has just arrived.
We got you, though, didn't we?
Big time.
We did, though, didn't we?
Yes.
We did get you, didn't
Whatever
we?
Whatever you
we
think.
We got you, didn't we? We did, though, didn't we?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I've got to send a woo-hoo to everyone at the Edinburgh Napier crew are having an end-of-exams barbecue right now. Hear that, Becky? Just the one
Just
barbecue.
Just the one barbecue for a larger group of people, I think.
Just not two, like you had over the weekend.
I leave her alone because we've already got her once today. I don't think we should do anything.
Yeah. Seriously, I can't believe you felt that so much.
That's why I was laughing through the whole thing.
You weren't, though. You sounded quite worried to start with. Mm. And to all the people who are asking where I was from...
Could you point that out? Because it did change a little bit on the way...
Yeah, well, no, it didn't. Yeah. It was very obvious. I was from Switzerland, where, of course, they speak German, French and Italian.
Oh, yeah. Hence the Zutalor.
Hence why the accent changed somewhat.
Mm. It did go a little bit French towards the end.
Yeah, well, that's because I was a Swiss person who's travelled around Switzerland a lot.
Right.
Moving from the German-speaking bit to the French-speaking bit and then to the Italian-speaking bit.
Those things we got Joe Wiley to read out, those travel complaints from people who've been on holiday. Anybody that works in the travel industry have been on saying, yep, we get complaints like that all the time. People who have been reps on holidays or worked for travel agencies, they do get them. Good luck if you are ever complaining about this show on Radio 1, because Becky will just laugh in your face.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
I'm good with genuine complaints.
Listen.
The last time I employ someone from the English West Country, I've never seen a man so hairy.
No, you're being rude about me. No, I'm not hairy.
Okay, good.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello,
who's that?
It's Rappo in Wiltshire.
Hi, Rappo in Wiltshire, how are you?
All right, very fat, thank you.
You're very fat?
Absolutely.
Okay, why?
Three hog roasts in one day, Scott.
Three hog roasts?
We laugh in the face of two barbecues.
You are laughing in the face of two barbecues.
How much
proper.
Of each hog did you have?
Well, not last amount of the first one, I have to say, but the third one was a bit of a surprise, so I thought I'd better fill my boots.
I only got a little bit of that because your voice was too fat. I couldn't hear you. Okay. Hello?
I think he said he had quite... Did he say he had quite a lot of the first one, but then he had quite had to have quite a lot of the third?
He's gone now.
Because the third
gone for a snooze.
The third one was a surprise.
Yeah.
How do you surprise somebody with a hog roast?
Fair play though, three hog roasts in one day. That is impressive. I'm telling you. I'll tell you what as well, chappers. Hello.
Yeah.
You just missed. You know, you went out during that Muse record.
Yeah.
You missed something which I didn't know anything about. Somebody came down from upstairs and went, "Oh, Becky, can you open this?" and produced a jar.
Right.
Right? And then Becky just goes, "Yep." Straight away opens the jar.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know this. If people can't open a jar or something in this building, is it you they come to?
Yeah, more often than not.
Really?
Why is that such a surprise?
Well, I just didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, that was Chloe in her homemade dressing and she couldn't open it.
Right.
I've done Coxie's Piccalilli. I quite often do Fincham's Strawberry Jam. I do all the jars.
And you can get it straight off. Doesn't matter any jar.
Mm-hmm.
That is impressive. Maybe that's your forte.
What, opening jars?
It's not the best, is it?
It might be a start, though, you know?
How do you do that? I'm really rubbish
really
at opening jars.
Really strong wrist.
Wow. So if people can't open a jar
quite,
of something
quite
in this
sticky.
Building, they come to you. Bit clammy.
No, because if I can't open a jar, I often put on a rubber glove, and then that helps.
I often put on a leather one.
No, I don't. No, like a washing up glove. That's what I mean. And then that helps me open jars.
That's amazing. So if you want to open a jar of something in the Radio 1 building, if you can't do it, if nobody else can, then get Becky.
You don't need a glove. You could just use me.
I didn't know. It's not very often that we'd bring a jar of something, though, is it?
No, how often does Fincham bring in raspberry jam?
They're
then?
All about the jars upstairs. I've never put a jar into Radio 1 in my life. I've been here ages. I'll bring one. So if I got loads of jar, if I've got any jar in here now, mm-hmm. you could open it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's impressive. Want to find some jars from upstairs? I'd just like to test it. Okay, thanks.
Because he's got jars upstairs.
They'll all have jars. We're the only ones that don't have them. Podcast. Listen to Radio 1 with Scott. Right, we've got some jars. Presumably these weren't just lying around upstairs. Somebody actually bought these, did they? Oh, actually, that one was quite old. Right, so you're telling me you could open any of these. This is Becky's new talent, which we just found out.
Right, so these are... what are they, then? Five. Right.
Well, Will in Ipswich has just been on saying that this particular supermarket make of pickled onion is notoriously hard to open. So, can
is
I have
that,
a go?
Is that common knowledge?
Well, he said so. And we've got it from that supermarket.
Sainsbury's.
So, shall I have a go?
Well, so Sainsbury's jar of pickled onions is well known as being difficult to open.
Go on, try harder. You're not even trying.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to open it.
Your technique's all wrong.
Oh.
Did
it.
But you have done it.
Okay, good.
Maybe this is actually going to be your strength.
He can't have the same forte as me.
No. Right, this is baby beetroot.
Baby beetroot?
You're going bright red.
Oh, that's a really hard one. Go on.
It's gone all over my hands.
How do you do that?
It's open.
How? Right. Okay, I've got...
Pickle,
okay. Oh, no, this is embarrassing.
I think this is more embarrassing for you than showing that Becky has a forte, really.
How do you do that? Well, if anyone wants anything open...
You're holding it wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is the ring on your middle finger, is that hindering you?
I can never do this anyway. Right, go on then.
How do you open jars at home, though?
All right, try it, come on.
Here comes the edge.
Are you going to say that mad thing? Oh, I loosened it for you.
I loosened it for you. Well, you try one. Go on. Chappers, gherkins in vinegar. No, now Becky. Now Becky.
This is brilliant. That lid's really slippery.
You really are good at this. That is unbelievable.
I've really hurt my thumb.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Next.
Wow. Oh. What's occurring?
It's Monday, and I warn you, today's Oh, What's Occurring is a little bit strange.
Oh, what's occurring?
since the heat's got to the ideas office.
Right.
Here's your first one today. Play along at home or on the way home from work on 81199.
Ow! What's occurring?
You know Stupid Street?
Yeah.
Do you think they'll answer any question?
I think so.
Okay, well, today we have sent Gemma, who works in the office, out to Stupid Street with the weirdest question ever.
Right.
Let me ask a question to you. If I could, let's say I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be? Go.
If you could chase me down the street with anything?
Mm-hmm. Let's say I was chasing you down the street with something in my hand, what would it be?
A wad of money.
Becky?
A big thing of blue cheese.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's the question that Gemma asked when she went out onto Stupid Street earlier. What do you think was the most common reply to that question? If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be? Told you it was weird.
The way you smell at the moment, I'd quite like you to chase me down the street with some Febreze, I think, just to get the smell off you.
I might get some double mint on the way to the theatre.
Right, money.
Money?
Yeah.
Becky?
Good-looking man.
What, in one hand?
It doesn't have to be in hand. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Let's find out what Stupid Street say, shall we?
If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be and why?
Tyrannosaurus Rex, because even though it'd be scary, I think it'd be really funny, and then we could film it and laugh, and that'd be it.
So, like, you replay it to yourself and watch it again?
Yeah, I haven't seen a dinosaur in a while. I quite like him. I thought it'd be a funny thing to do.
In a while.
If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be and why?
A tennis racket.
Why would you like me to chase you with a tennis racket?
I don't know.
If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be and why?
I'd go with a massive fish.
It would be a really beautiful horse with a Brad Pitt riding it.
A horse with Brad Pitt?
If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be and why?
A little clicking toy called Peggy.
What is that?
You know, the little clicking toys that you drag along the ground.
Clicking toy?
Yeah, it's got wings and it clicks as you drag it along.
So you'd like me to get Peggy's and chase you?
Yeah.
If I could chase you down the street with anything, what would it be and why?
It's a good question.
Right. None of your answers appear to be in there.
Stupid me for not thinking of Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Funny though, someone did say fish, and Gemma asked me that question earlier, and the first thing I said was fish, and so did the one that didn't speak.
With?
Yeah, big fish. I don't know why. See, if you'd said fish, you would have got a point. You didn't. Also, when was the last time this person saw a dinosaur?
Yeah, I haven't seen a dinosaur in a while. I quite like him. I thought it'd be a funny thing to do.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one. No point.
Thanks. I'd work that one out.
You know Eamon and Ruth off the TV?
Yeah.
They do This Morning, don't they, on Fridays when it's not Philip and Fern.
Philip and Fern.
And sometimes they fill in for Phil and Fern when they're on.
Yeah.
What I quite like about them is, you know, they're going out and stuff. I think they're about to be married, aren't they? If not married already.
Okay.
I quite like it. If they are having a little bit of an argument, they don't mind if it spills onto the screen. They don't wait till after the show to have a little bicker. They do it right there, live on ITV1.
Right.
Here's my question to you, something I'd noticed. On Fridays This Morning, how many times did Eamon and Ruth had a little on-screen bicker together? They don't hold back.
3 times.
Becky?
5.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Eamon and Ruth having a little couple's disagreement live on ITV1.
How long have you lived with me?
Yeah, and I've never seen you in the fishmongers either. You always say you don't like the smell of fish around the house.
Anyway, recipes are on the website.
There's one. So you're not good about fish.
I'm just going to carry on. You two carry on.
I didn't ask that question, Mr. and Mrs.
Yourself.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, I asked the cowboy question that you got wrong.
Oh, dear. Bit of a disagreement about when they went on Mr. and Mrs.
Well, we're getting on to the next one.
Yes.
No, I'm not being rude.
You were being rude.
Ruth just called me Mackerel Langsford. Yes.
Right.
Love a bit of mackerel, I do.
Feel the tension.
Ruth just called me Mackerel Langsford.
Well, we're getting on to the next one.
Yes. No, I'm not being rude.
I love it.
Okay. Oh, I can't believe you said that.
Right. Well,
okay.
Now, I'd rather sit and have my teeth pulled out in a dentist chair than watch that.
And I would love to watch that.
Have you never seen it?
No. At least Jeremy Kyle says, I'm only being honest. You'll not be able to call your autobiography that, will you?
Ow! Now, that was a bit bitchy, that one, wasn't it?
Do you know what it is? I don't like alcohol, unlike Ruth. No, but that's true.
Pass
I do.
Pass it over, Ruth. You be the judge.
Angela, I do apologise for him. I do. I'm sorry.
Am I not allowed to have an opinion?
I'm sorry. We tried.
Oh, I love Grumpy Eamon.
Special
amazing,
island. Do you know why?
Because Ronaldo's from there. Cristiano.
Well, I'm not sure you should be boasting about him at the moment,
no,
should you?
Still the best.
I mean, not that I
world,
know yeah, much about football, but
that's
I wouldn't
true,
have thought it's the time for you to be showing off.
Oh, married life, eh?
I can't bear to fill up petrol and leave it on an odd number. I have to keep going.
Are you like that?
Yeah.
Got to be 25 quid, 24.98
yeah,
will play with my mind. You see, now you're looking like that. Are you not like that?
I have
at
to
all
live with that.
That's I think that's thing, order and form.
Could you imagine you and her together?
I have to live with that.
Are you a barbecue man, Eamon?
Oh, don't even go there.
Oh, I love them.
Eamon probably has three barbecues in a day, I would
yeah,
imagine.
Oh, yeah. He'd have three hog roasts, no worries. They were brilliant on Friday.
He must have had a really bad
something
day,
happened,
or bad morning, or bad night before, or something.
At least Jeremy like Kyle him, says, I'm only being honest. You'll not be able to call your autobiography that, will you?
Oh! What's occurring?
Nine small disagreements on Fridays this morning.
Nine?
Yeah.
It's only on for about an hour and a half. Isn't it?
Becky gets the point. You know Gemma, who asked the questions on Stupid Street?
Yeah.
How heavy do you think she is?
How heavy do I think she... Oh, you... What? I don't think she's very heavy at all, but it's very difficult to judge weight, and that's a horrible question to ask, but I would say about 8 stone.
Becky?
About 8.5.
Let's say that I was to give Gemma a... I told you it was weird. A piggyback down the street, right?
Sorry, say that again. I was just trying to get an indication off Gemma that I hadn't really annoyed her with my weight, guess.
Let's say that I was to give Gemma a piggyback down the street...
Yeah.
...on a really hot, sunny, very busy day. How quickly could I run to that supermarket, the one nearest Radio 1, with her on my back? Chappers.
I so wish I'd seen this.
Which supermarket? The one that's past the bank?
Yeah.
And the posh cafe.
The one with the gherkins with the really
right,
tough
fine,
lids to get
fine,
off.
Yeah. There and back.
Just there.
It's probably, what, about 150 yards, something like that? 3 minutes.
I did have someone on my back.
3 minutes?
Yeah.
5 minutes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go
yes,
less.
No, what is... 5 minutes.
You're saying 5 minutes just to
okay,
go there?
10 seconds.
Right, thanks very much.
10 seconds?
Right, you're saying 3 minutes, you're saying 10 seconds. Let's just do this, shall we?
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's me giving Gemma a little piggyback along the street, as you do of a Monday afternoon.
You know what I feel like doing to
oh,
you?
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh,
God. Please don't jump me. Sorry. Ah! Okay, go,
I feel like squeezing you.
Oh, my legs!
Really
oh, my
sorry,
God!
I'm sorry.
I can't do it. That's it. Hop on, baby.
Okay, ready?
Oh, God.
I am going
to... Oh, my God.
Nearly there.
Hang on. Okay, we're at the shops.
Amazing, well done.
See, she wasn't on right for a while.
What? How are you carrying her?
I don't know, she was just kind of half on me. And then she got fully on me, and it was fine.
Okay. Hang on, are you blaming Gemma's piggybacking ability?
Well, she was
fully
on.
For you being
it was
slow.
Fine, it's just that she, when she was, like... All I could feel was...
Did she keep slipping off?
Tights. Eh?
Did she keep slipping off?
Yeah. Anyway, that was a weirdo what's occurring. I made that 50 seconds.
50 seconds?
Yeah.
Right. Tomorrow, could we do it the other way around if she gives you a piggyback?
If you want. Becky has just pointed out that she does get an extra point.
For what?
Because he'd given you the point and you said 3 minutes, even though it's 50 seconds, right, so I crossed it out and gave myself the point.
It's fair enough. Let me know how you did if you followed any of that on 81199. Thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, here's some more about Scott Mills the musical. As you may have heard, we're doing something quite ambitious this summer. We are putting a musical on at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We have until the second week of August to write, cast, direct and stage a whole musical. Thank you so much if you've risen to the challenge already and sent some stuff in. Because time is going by and we haven't got any actors yet, we haven't got a director, we've got no musicians. But we do have a few songs which you've sent in, so thanks very much for those. Mm. We're trying to work out how to put them in at the moment. And a few amazing plot ideas that we are trying to kind of immerse into the general musical.
Mm. There's some really good ones coming in. I think it's best if you stay out of it, though. Well,
out of what?
Out of, like, the planning the plot and stuff.
Why is that?
Just because it's about his life, and if he gets involved, it'll all change. And
yeah.
It's better if we have full editorial control over it.
So you don't want me to be involved in any part of the creative process?
Not really, no. What do you think?
I think
it's
that makes
that
sense,
way,
to be honest. I think it'd be a more honest portrayal.
We've had this brilliant idea through of someone saying that you should be frozen.
Cryogenically suspended?
Yeah, not suspend, frozen. So you die, get frozen, and then come back in the future because someone... obviously melts you back into life.
You mean as part of the plot?
Yeah.
Don't mean just...
Oh, no, not in general. No, it's right. Part of the musical
plot. They freeze me, and then at the end, yeah. they defrost me.
Although I'm thinking it might be quite difficult to do. You know, if you've got that in a movie, it's quite easy because you can obviously kind of change the sets and stuff, but we've got quite a small stage, so it'd basically be like, and frozen, and awake, and...
It'd be no Terminator 2, would it?
No.
No.
If you check out my pages at Radio 1 Online... you can hear some of the amazing songs that you, the listeners, have come up with so far. And we are, like, welcoming ideas all the time. We'll try and get them in. You know, it's a team effort. I'm obviously not involved in any way, but you can be. Just send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
You're just sort of doing the admin, aren't you? Getting the emails and forwarding them on.
Yeah.
So any ideas at all because Scott has no editorial control?
That worries me a little bit.
It's fine, it's fine. You trust us, don't you?
It's all about the show.
Yeah, but to have no say whatsoever is a bit weird. Because it's, like, about me.
Yeah. I think that's best, though.
Right, we've got another song. This is from Craig and Tashaka, who have become our songwriters, basically. They've done so much work for this already. Thank you very much. Now, this one is... well, you see, it's another plot line that we've got to try and add in now. We can't promise they're all going to be in this, by the way, because you're taking it off in loads of different directions, which I do quite like, and please keep coming that coming in. But this is a track called Becky Go, Go, Go.
Right.
And the plot here is...
I haven't heard this one. I'm a bit worried now.
The plot here is what?
Have a listen.
Okay.
Just listen to the words, and you'll see what is occurring.
Trying to find a style, want to find something I can do for more than a little while. They made me learn to beatbox, connect the boots and cats and boots and cats, but it's not for me now. I know that is that, 'cause there's a secret passion that burns inside of me that
really?
No one knows.
Oh yeah, wait for it.
A place I go each Thursday night after the show, incognito. And I can shake my hips now, and I can wind up slow, and I can make it hard now, and I can work it low, and I can shake my jelly. I guess they'll never know.
Go Becky, go Becky, go Becky.
This is where I strut my stuff every Thursday night when Scott and Chappers think I'm at bingo.
Bingo.
Don't have a clue.
They think you're marking cards for a full house, but really you are learning. Limbo, limbo,
'cause I can work it, and
Best not to mention this.
No.
So,
that's where you.
I really like that.
You it's in good. The musical, you become a limbo dancer.
I'm so glad it was limbo. I thought it was going to be something else.
I was worried about where I was going every Thursday.
So yeah. Was I.
Becky, go, go, go. That's the latest song that we've.
Did that include a lyric? You shake your chimney?
Jelly.
Jelly. I
oh,
think
jelly.
I
off of like Beyonce.
I said, shake your chimney.
Wow.
I don't know what your chimney would be, no. But anyhow.
But that's the beauty of this. We can just put it where, like, wherever we want to take it, we can do.
So for the purposes of the musical, Becky's going to become a limbo dancer.
Can you limbo?
I don't know. I've never tried.
Add it to the list.
Try taking it low. Go on. Wind your body down.
Oh, really?
No, really not. Oh, go on. Have a little go. No, because if we end up putting this in the musical... Hey, there's some music for you. Go on. Not taking it that low, are you, at the moment?
Trying to find a forte,
trying to find a style. Once you've given up now, haven't you?
I need to do it not so that I'm going straight towards Chappers, because he's not got a very good view.
A dreadful view. She ain't going that low. Now I know that is that. Because there's a secret
passion that burns inside of me that no one knows. Right, we're going to have to work on that. Any more ideas? Scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. I'll need my email, yeah, that'd be great. I'm not allowed to read them. I read them and they just forward them on to the people who are doing the creative. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.